Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Now then.
Sun's out. Looking at 30 degrees today. And there's loads of sport. Loads of sport on Sport on Sunday. Loads of tennis. Joanna Konta's in the final of the Aegon Championship somewhere. Updates on that to come. I tell you what, we've got one of the world's biggest sports stars on the programme today. If you listen to the podcast, you're going to miss it. So there you go. There's a good argument to tune in every Sunday from 12. There's two games in the European Under-21s football. The Confederations Cup continues. England doing the final of the Under-20s Rugby Union World Cup thing. If they win that, will they press through the whole, oh, it's the first time England have won the World Cup since, well, they can't say 2003, because England, I think, are the defending champions of this or something. And there's all kinds of other nonsense. There's the ICC Champions Trophy final, India and Pakistan. What a great tournament this has been, with none of the games held in the north of England whatsoever. Ridiculous. And, of course, there's football transfer news. Let's look at this morning's back pages. We start with, guess who? Yes, it's him. He'll be leading the line for Portugal later against Mexico at the Confederations Cup. It's Cristiano Ronaldo. He's all over the back pages with his desire to leave Real Madrid. Still doing the rounds, it says. How, I mean, I tell you what, the sports media, the paper-based sports media must be kissing the ground old CR7 walks in a minute, because it's filled their papers for the next few months, because they can just regurgitate this story until, shock horror, he stays at Real Madrid and doesn't sign for anyone else. I noticed that the bookmakers have got him massively odds on. In fact, the shortest price favourite this summer is either Ronaldo to stay at Real Madrid or Floyd Mayweather to beat Conor McGregor. Pay up, says the Sunday People, and the Sun says tax glee for Ron. Both reckon the Spanish giants could well pay the Portugal captain's £13 million bill if he's found guilty of tax evasion. The Mail on Sunday says if anyone wants to buy him, it'll cost £350 million. So, probably not that. Chelsea could, apparently, that's according to the Sunday Express, if Eden Hazard moves the other way. Remember the financial fair play? Qu'est-ce que c'est le fair play? Last one, it says here. Ron wanted to quit 6 weeks ago. That's the Sunday Mirror, who says Ronaldo told Sir Alex Ferguson he was unhappy a while back. How did I know? Did Lord Ferg tell them? To the Sunday Telegraph, and Luis Enrique is apparently a failsafe for Chelsea. I mean, rumblings of discontent from boss Antonio Conte. Despite winning the Premier League in his first season, the Italian is reportedly unhappy with the transfer policy. And there's no quotes there. Nothing on tennis, nothing on cricket, but the Lions tour continues. All Blacks are worried. That's the words of British and Irish Lions head coach Warren Gatland after victory over the Maoris yesterday. That headline's in The Observer, The Telegraph, and pretty much any paper with an article on rugby. Missed the word uni now there. Gatland was reacting to New Zealand's Steve Hansen. Oh, he's great. I do remember that song on Boppers. Oh, what a song. Saying the Lions are running out of time to get better for Saturday's first test. I don't know. Not interested. There's only one rugby union story I'm interested in at the moment, and no one in the rugby union press seems to have a comment on the Denny Solomona situation, which I'm sure we will talk about in more depth at some point here on Radio Yorkshire in the coming days and weeks.